This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Fearing an environmental disaster, Sri Lanka is towing a burning, fully loaded supertanker away from its Indian Ocean coastline. The fire is said to be still raging on the New Diamond. The captain says there were 23 crew on board, one of whom is presumed dead. The rest have been taken off the ship by the Sri Lankan Navy. One injured crew member has been flown to the capital, Colombo, for treatment. So far, no signs of an oil leak from the vessel. Ships from the Russian Navy and the Indian Coast Guard have been assisting in the firefighting. The vessel is being towed away from the coast. Rescue workers in Beirut say there are possible signs of life in the rubble of a residential building that collapsed a month ago in the huge Lebanese port explosion. The blast killed close to 200 people and injured thousands more. After pausing to wait for heavy equipment overnight, the digging was resumed this morning. Earlier, the state news agency NNA reported that a team with a rescue dog had detected a pulsing signal. The search operation has gripped the Lebanese people, who are watching it unfold on TV. Rescue teams are said to be removing debris with their hands and shovels, hoping their efforts will not be in vain, though it is generally considered unlikely they will find anyone alive. U.S. President Donald Trump is angrily denying a report in The Atlantic magazine that he made disparaging remarks about American service members who have been captured or killed in action, and that he described those buried at a cemetery in France as losers and suckers. The Atlantic claims it learned from U.S. military officers that Mr. Trump made the remark when he canceled a trip to the cemetery because of bad weather in 2018. In a Twitter message, the president calls the allegation made-up fake news aimed at influencing the 2020 election. Other words he used for the Atlantic piece, disgusting and disgraceful. The U.S. jobs report for August shows that 1.4 million people were added to the workforce, with the unemployment rate dropping to 8.4%, a bigger move than most experts had predicted, but the pace of hiring has slowed. This is VOA News. Asian stock markets today had their worst session in 2 weeks following a tech-led plunge on Wall Street. The broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan fell 1.5%. The Nikkei was off by 1%. Stocks in Europe are mainly down. Here in the U.S., prices are sliding again after yesterday's steep decline, the biggest since June. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday lost more than 800 points, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ down by 5%. Among the biggest losers, Apple, which watched 8% of its value disappear, and Microsoft, which fell more than 6%. The Dow at this hour is down over 400 points. Despite yesterday's losses, many experts call them part of an all-too-predictable market correction. The S&P 500 in August, percent. Global pandemic numbers, 26.3 million infections and close to 869,000 lives lost. Here in the United States, the case count is moving up from 6.1 million with almost 187,000 fatalities. Brazil has now topped 4 million COVID infections with 124,000 deaths. India, which is seeing record numbers of new daily cases, has lost more than 68,000 lives to the infection amid almost 4 million cases. The coronavirus has kept only 12 schools in France closed, but the rest of some 60,000 are open as planned at the start of the academic year. The announcement from Education Minister Jean-Michel Blanquer. As coronavirus cases surge across the country, he told Europe Radio 1 that despite some glitches, more than 12 million students are back in class, in spite of what Blanquer called the difficulties and the worries. He said 10 schools are closed on Réunion, one of two Caribbean islands administered by France. The French health ministry said yesterday it had registered more than 7,000 new COVID-19 infections over 24 hours for the second time in 2 days. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of cases in France at over 338,000, with a death toll approaching 31,000. Mexican officials are downplaying the country's rate of coronavirus infections and deaths among medical personnel, considered by some to be the highest in the world. The Health Department of Mexico says that 1,410 doctors, nurses, and other hospital employees have died from COVID-19, while more than 104,000 medical workers have tested positive for the virus. Infections among healthcare workers represent 17% of Mexico's 617,000 cases. The country's death toll is 66,000, eighth worst in the world. The World Health Organization says it wants Africa to get an initial 230 million doses of any COVID-19 vaccine. It also says vaccine development should include work on the African continent. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.